We're getting into the final weeks of that annual ritual of doing our taxes. And before we get to that final figure, we need to know what's the best approach we should take in doing our taxes. Joining us live now, Gene Chatsky, the Today Show finance editor and the author of the new book, Money Rules. Gene, should we get a tax preparer, someone who's an expert who knows what they're doing, or should we use some of the tax prep software?
Well, for many, many people, the tax prep software is a great way to go, particularly now. You know, we are in the heart of tax season, and that means a lot of those accountants, CPAs, enrolled agents have so much on their plate that it's a question of whether they'll be able to finish you by the deadline or will need to put you on an extension, which is a fine thing to do. You have to still pay what you owe, but you can get away with filing the papers a little bit later.
Now, are these things easy to use, the software packages? I remember some of the early ones, and actually I thought it was easier to do it on my own without it.
Well, it takes, according to studies, it takes an awful long time, a lot more time, by the way, to do it without it. They've gotten so much better. I'm a TurboTax fan. I have been for years and years, and I like the fact that it talks to you in English, takes you through and asks you questions about your life and your potential deductions, potential credits, things that you shouldn't really miss, because we leave millions and millions and millions of dollars on the table every single year in deductions that we just don't take because we don't know that we're eligible for them. And the tax software programs can really sort of take us by the hand and help us. And they're a lot cheaper, by the way, than going to an accountant or a professional.
Do you feel that someone who is really uncertain, and we all get nervous when we're doing taxes, but do you feel that someone who is that uncertain about it, should they feel comfortable with the tax prep software, or is it better to get advice when you can ask questions one-on-one?
If you're at all nervous, by all means, you should have somebody that you can ask questions of. But another way to sort of go through this and save yourself some money is to buy the program, run yourself through it, and take it all to an accountant. It's less work for the accountant at that point, which means that you're going to be paying less for the service.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also have a better idea of what questions you should be asking because you'll have a better grip on what's even possible. A lot of people, I think, don't dive in, and then they don't even know exactly what's on the table in terms of credits, in terms of deductions, in terms of new programs that could give you some money back. You know, you mentioned my new book, Money Rules. Money rule number 102 is that tax evasion is illegal, but tax avoidance is smart. Tax avoidance is smart. You should not be paying any more than you owe in taxes. And for example, a lot of people talk about the home office deduction and people are afraid to take it because it is a red flag for the IRS. The IRS has clawed back a lot of money in people who have taken the home office deduction undeservedly. But if you work from home, if you have space in your house that's really delegated to your work and nothing else, then you should take the home office deduction. And it's a valuable, valuable benefit.
Good stuff. Gene, great having you with us this morning. Thanks so much.
Oh, sure. And can I just mention to your viewers, I'm on Twitter. So if they want more information,
what's your handle?
It's at Gene Chatsky. So follow me and ask me whatever you like.
So easy. Gene Chatsky, the Today Show finance editor. She mentioned her book. It's Money Rules.